though we are riding a wildly out-of-control roller coaster. Many first-century believers, including no doubt the Apostle John, expected Jesus to return within their lifetime. When he didn't, some people became disillusioned and discouraged. They did not understand that certain things had to happen in history before Christ's return. For instance, according to Jesus' own words, Jerusalem had to be under Jewish control before the end-time events begin to happen. That did not occur until 1948, when the nation of Israel was re-established and Jerusalem once again came under the governance of the Jewish people, although both Christianity and Islam have sacred sites there. Consequently, most, if not all, of the prophecies recorded in Revelation can easily be fulfilled in our generation. Now, when the prophetic mysteries begin to unfold, they will occur in rapid succession. That's why you need to have your heart right and your house in order now, ready today for the return of Jesus Christ. At the same time, the Apostle Paul warned that the day of Christ, including the Lord's climactic return, would not happen until the man of sin is revealed. This is the Antichrist, who takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. If the Antichrist is going to be on the rise, wisdom says we should be prepared to go through some difficult days before the Lord's return. I know you are hoping that Jesus will come prior to the tribulation period. So am I. But what if you are living right where you are today when the four horsemen of Revelation begin to ride, when unprecedented natural disasters strike the world, and when the Antichrist appears? What will you do? Will you even understand the significance of these developments? All of these things and more are definitely going to happen. The only question is when. I encourage you to approach this book with an open mind. Be like the Bereans of Acts 17, who listened to what was being said by the Apostle Paul and studied the scriptures for themselves. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. I urge you to consider what I am presenting within these pages and study the scriptures for yourself. Why is the book of Revelation relevant to us? While many people give the impression that Revelation is too complicated for most people to understand, others question its relevance to modern life. Certainly, some things in Revelation are difficult to grasp, and others might be quite disconcerting.